Hello, thank you so much, Mrs. Samin. I enjoyed it, especially the recording that you've had. And I enjoyed it so much because I can see lots of improvement in your pronunciation, in your fluency. I almost didn't hear any grammar mistake. I enjoyed it. You're getting more and more fluent. I mean it, seriously. So go forward. I hope to hear more from you. Please record more. And I'll guarantee if you record more, you'll get better and better and better. Because when you speak more, you will get better, as I said before. So, and I like to talk about this topic that you've chosen to discuss. And in my opinion, this is one of the greatest book in history that everyone must read. We have the Persian translation. One of my cousins have this book and she mentions it to me. I didn't have any chance. I haven't got any chance to read that book, but in the future I'll read it. At the moment I'm reading Mastery from Robert Greene. It's an amazing book. I highly recommend it. If you guys want to learn about how to be master of something, go and read that book. And maybe in the future I'll go for this. I don't know if it's gonna be easy for me or difficult. I don't know it. I have to find out that at which level is this book. So I don't know if I'm capable of reading such a thing or not. So by the way, the topic that you've chosen to put it here, I see, and the topic is well designed. I love it. You know why? Because the cover is black and white, but there is a bird that is colored and has color, so we can see and we can just use the bird as a metaphor for having hope even in a darkness, in darkness. So the cover is showing us hope, and the title is Great Man's Search for Meaning. People search for meaning, of course, meaning, hope, whatever we want to call this, because we are living to have some meaning in our lives, right? We have children, we have family, we work, we go to work, we will do our best to find the dream, the meaning of our life. And of course, there's a little sentences just under that bird, and I love that part a lot. The classic tribute to hope from the Holocaust, and especially the last part of the sentence, hope from the Holocaust, hope from Holocaust, because Holocaust is massacre, is people are dying and burning. So in that situation, imagine hope. It's almost impossible to imagine such a thing, and visualizing hope, it's almost impossible to put ourselves in those kind of situations, because they're so out of our mind. We can't even imagine such a thing. People are dying, and if I be in that situation, I hope I won't be. But if I be in that situation, I think I'll have a heart attack because finding hope in that situation, it's almost impossible. But Viktor Frankl have done such a thing, and he wrote that book. That's why I highly recommend to read such a thing, such a book, and we have to go for it. So you know, Viktor Frankl was in those tough situation. He lost his family, he lost his friends, he lost everything, but still he was looking for hope, and he gave lots of hope to the people around him. He has done everything to give them hope and meaning. So, and by talking about this, I can remember the previous lesson that I had in the forum. And it was about thinking, about thoughts. So it's exactly about that. And you mentioned it in your last talk. It's about switching our thoughts to something else. Okay, if for example, we can find meaning, for example, in English for ourselves, maybe we can help other people. about that. And maybe if we think hopeless about learning English, maybe we have to switch our vision, our mind, our mental ability to something else. And we have minds, as I mentioned in my previous lesson. We have minds, but we are not minds. We have minds. We give meanings to our thoughts. And that's exactly this book mentions. And I and my cousin talk about this book a little bit to me, and I'm just suggesting that. So we can just switch our thoughts. We can give meaning to our thoughts. For example, if you feel hopeless, you can just close the door to that thought and go and think about something else. If you feel hopeless in your life, you can just switch it to something else. So that's exactly what we can do. And I don't like to talk a lot because it's almost 6 minutes, and because it's really bad, I think, to talk this amount. But I love this topic, so I decided to talk a little bit about that. And thank you so much again, Mrs. Samin. I hope to hear more from you, and see ya.